for you right now.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That's what I like to hear.
Seeing how this whole process works. Honestly, I thought with the whole... So for anybody that has their company listed on Google and stuff like this, they have to kind of go through this process to get on the front page?
Exactly. Yep. That's how Google makes their money, for everybody wondering.
Well, I would like to be on the front page. I hate to be on the bottom, you know?
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You know, you're definitely smart in that regard. Some business owners don't really understand the value of it, even though they use it every day unconsciously, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because I have, you know, my Facebook, and then I have, like, Angie's List and all these other places, but I can, you know, never thought about Google. But at the same time, I'm looking back and thinking about how often I use Google to look stuff up.
Yeah.
And I know how older people work. They go and they Google it. Oh, where's the closest carpenter nearby? You know, so.
Exactly.
I see it in a positive way for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we did a study and we found that 90% of the time when people search on Google, they don't even go past the first page.
Yeah. So, no, I don't. I go to the, I don't think I've ever gone to the, you just look at what's nearby, and then, you know, everything after that seems kind of like old, you know? So,
right.
Or what's new is.
Yeah, so this conversation is basically about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they call somebody to help them.
Okay.
I'm sure you can see a value in that.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. And then we only call out to put people on the first page if a listing becomes available within your industry and area. And then Google will create a list of the companies that qualify. So you're on the qualified candidates list, but what they tell us is try to fill it as soon as possible. They don't want to have the old company still promoting and benefiting from it. We try to find a replacement as soon as possible. So my reps like Tara, they're calling out on that list. We're just looking for one business to fill this spot. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category. So we'll have to wait until the next spot becomes available, or somebody like relocates to another area before we can put another business over there.
Does Google go through, you know, kind of oversee, look through Facebook, look for people in the area and kind of make the list for y'all?
100%. Yeah, they'll go through like length of time in business, any reviews that they can find online, any background screenings that you publish from a directory that's on Google. People forget Google's a search engine, not a directory. So if you do a background screening on HomeAdvisor, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Angie's List, Amazon Alexa,
yeah, they already know my background and all.
They have
that.
All of
I've
it.
I've done all that. Yeah.
Yeah, good it's deal. Not even just your company. It's also like if they look up your business name, they got all kinds of information they could pull off. If they look up your phone number, they look up your address. So they're able to kind of create a good list of people that they would consider trusted to recommend to the community. It's kind of like an online word of mouth chain. And then they send that list over to my reps like Tara, and they kind of just call out on it. They'll pre-screen you a little bit further, making sure that Google didn't miss anything. And then if you fully qualify, they'll send you off to me. So.
Okay.
All right. So as far as like the pricing, I want you to be able to see everything because there are different packages. Do you get texting on this number?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to send you a link to our company's pricing page so that way you can see a breakdown of it.
Okay.
I'll text it over. I'll make it easy on you. Where is it? All right. There you go. Did you get it?
Okay. Yes, I got it. I'm opening it up.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm on the website.
Right. So on here, you'll kind of see a little bit of repetition or repetitiveness over what we've been saying. You know, get you found online as you scroll down, generate more leads for your company, monitor your reviews, track your success. It goes over some of our proven success. So as a Google partner, we've been in business since 2004. So we have over 18 years of experience doing this for business owners. We have over 10,000 active clients across the United States. And we have an average satisfaction of 4.9 out of 5, which is my favorite. But,
okay.
I mean, business owners like making money, so that one's kind of
most definitely. You know, where the road is going today, it's all based off of reviews and where, you know, how fast, how easy is it to find somebody, you know?
Right.
And Google,
yep.
Google. So,
couldn't agree with you more.
So do I go get found online, or what do I click on?
Keep scrolling down here. You'll go underneath the Google Partner badge, and you'll start to see some packages and pricing structures here.
Okay.
Okay, now the Premier ones are a bit more expensive. That's only if you want to cover, like, more than a 50-mile radius from the 78624. Okay, a lot of guys start out with our regular packages, the local bundles plus Facebook ads. So if you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see those. And they range in price. They go from $299 all the way up to $599, depending on which package you select. Yeah, they're all on a month-to-month basis, especially when we're first starting out. I'll waive the setup fees on your packages, and then obviously you won't have to do that 2 months. Contract, but we definitely would recommend trying it for at least 2 months when you're first starting out and creating your Google business profile.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking I could do. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
So is that the LLC one that she was talking about, since it's fairly new, is it listed in this one?
Yeah, well, what it does is, like, I could put you on this platinum package bundle with the website included, the optimized landing page, and the Facebook ads, but I can reduce the cost on it by 50% as part of that new in business credit. So I can give you our best platinum package, our best local package, I should say, for the essential package pricing structure of $299, and I could waive your setup fees. So instead of you paying $8.98 the first month and $5.99 monthly, you just pay $2.99 out the door, and then as long as you choose to remain with us, you'll actually keep that pricing structure for that platinum bundle. It'll stay $2.99. It won't go up on you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So it's like $10 a day if you break it down, but your company's full online business profile is covered. You're on the first page of Google for up to 15 keyword terms or services, for up to, you could actually go up to a 50-mile radius with this, but a lot of guys customize the service area. Then you're on the first page of Bing for 15 keywords. You have Facebook ads, so that'll give your Facebook page a boost. It gets remarketed to people who have looked up your services in the past or are actively looking up your services on Facebook. It'll also have the popular directory submission. So you're talking about your profiles on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa, the Better Business Bureau. They're all hosted and maintained under one roof here with a 24/7 customer service department available to you and your own .com website where we'll purchase the domain, develop all the content, do the graphic design, and provide hosting in that package. And then you also have a downloadable app where you could oversee everything from your own mobile device. So you'll be able to see all the calls, the leads you're getting, what services they looked up to find you, how many turned into clients. You could request reviews there, and you could start and stop the campaign at your own leisure.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and pay that right now. I can try it out for a month. If I feel like it's very beneficial and that I'm getting a good outcome with it, I can continue. But if I feel like it's kind of not working in my favor, kind of just being that I have the right to kind of stop it if it needs to be stopped, it isn't like a full, long, drawn-out process.
No. If you want to discontinue our services, we don't hold you to it. You know what I mean? We'll just part ways as friends. We'll stop all future billing. Now, obviously, you'll see yourself rotate off the first page of the search results, but you'll still be Google verified. You'll still have all your reviews on Google. You know, all the listings we create for you will still exist. So you'll still be in a lot better position than you're in right now, credibility-wise. When it comes to landing customers and them being able to look you up and see all those credibility factors, but there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that to answer your question.
So say that I pay that now. So what will y'all is there stuff that y'all make for me, or do I need to go in my Facebook website, add more pictures, add more details, get it up and better?
No, we do that for you. You just get provide access to it. So there's a way to add a manager when you have a Facebook business profile. The Facebook business pages are different than the regular personal Facebook pages. So you can actually add a manager to it, which would be a marketing company like ourselves that'll go in there and host it. So we don't take ownership of it. You still are able to log into it at any time, but we do a bi-weekly posting on there and we run the ads for you.
Okay. So do I need to keep updating fresh new pictures to Facebook and then y'all could kind of use them, or?
No, we actually have you send the photos to us to an email, photos@localsplash.com. That way we can use them on more than just Facebook. We could use them on all the directories, on your Google business profile. We could upload them to your site.
Okay. And then y'all probably do y'all's own ad too, right?
Correct.
We create our own ad.
And then we'll send you a notification, and then you can look at it and approve it, just a quick yes or no, and then we go ahead and post it.
Okay. Well, man, I'm willing to try it out. I think it'd be worth something trying out. You saying with it being in so many places, it'd be worth it.
I'll be honest, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, you'll love this, because all they do is get leads off of Google and resell them to you. But they go to like 3 or 4 other people. So we're cutting out your middleman. You're not paying per lead anymore. You're going to have a lot more opportunities, and you're going to have your eggs in a lot more than just one basket.
Okay. No, for sure. I'm totally up for it.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your company. People will see that you're Google verified, and this is what's going to hold your reviews moving forward. They're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It's got a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
362 Oak Haven Road, Fredericksburg, Texas.
78624?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. And then is this phone number the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to hide the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
No, I think it's only to me, right? No, or is that something that's posted online as well?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It gets posted online. I only need it really to send you the PIN and do the verification. So
I don't know if it's any beneficial to have it online. It's kind of my home address. I don't have a shop or a business
The reason I brought it up is I'm basically recommending that we hide it, because if you're not going or having customers ever come to this location, then you shouldn't display it.
Yeah, let's hide it, most definitely.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want people showing up at your doorstep for no reason. You know?
Not with my kids and all that. So.
Yeah, I got two of them myself, and I'm very pro Second Amendment. My family's from out there, so.
Well, are y'all out of Bernie?
No. Actually, our company is originally based in Orange County in Southern California. So we're right. Yeah, the Google headquarters is in Newport Beach. And they have one in Irvine, they have one in Mountain View, and one in San Francisco. So they're all based out of California, the Google partners. But
okay.
I primarily do listings in the state of Texas and the state of Florida.
Gotcha.
Yep. So they have different account managers for different states. And then what's your business email address that I could send everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied on that platinum package?
So it's mikedean83@icloud.com.
Okay. Do you have a logo established for Mike Dean Carpentry LLC yet?
Yes.
Okay.
It's on my Facebook. I could send that over.
Yeah, so I'm going to send you 2 text messages right now, Mike. One's going to be my direct number and extension in case you need help or you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way. And then the other one's going to be an email address. It's the same email address for all photos that you have for the business. Just photos@localsplash.com. If you send them through your iCloud or if you send them via text message from your phone number, we'll already know it's you, right? So we'll be able to upload those to the listing accordingly. So if you just take them from your mobile device and then send them over to that email, that'd be perfect. And we'll just kind of create a gallery from it. But we do got to have a paper trail of you sending it to us. We can't just copy your logo off of stuff. There's a lot of copyright laws. So we like to have proof that you gave us permission to use it.
Okay, gotcha.
Most logos are trademarked, so you don't want to
go ahead and,
yeah, I don't want to get in any kind of legal issues. All right, and then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
You could do, I guess, 7:30 from the morning to 6 o'clock at night. That's kind of the hours that I work.
Okay. Would you say that's Monday through Friday, or do you work any Saturday or Sunday hours?
You can do Monday through Friday. Actually, do that Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. Good man. All right. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers, right?
Yes.
Okay. Additional fees if they use a card?
Yeah, because I'm in the process of ordering that little thing that I could, you know, do for my phone. So I think it's an
Square Reader.
Charge.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not my first rodeo. You know, I mean, these guys, they charge you anywhere from 2 to 6%. So I always try to put on the site that and let the customers know that if they want to use a card for convenience, that you might get charged an extra 2 to 6%. So that way it's not coming out of your pocket. It's coming out of theirs.
Most definitely.
Okay, let me go ahead and submit. All right, so I got your business profile created. We're going to put in the request to purchase a domain name. We're going to want to do an interview with you just to make sure we're customizing the campaign properly. I don't want you getting calls anywhere that you don't want to travel to or for any services that you might not provide. So we're going to want to pick your brain and make sure we're listing you properly. I do have a general idea on which way we're going as far as like residential and commercial carpentry, framing, trim, decks, fences, but you know, we give you 15 keywords that we list you for at a time, and we want to try to get all at, you know, the full 15 down so that way we're maximizing your exposure and opportunity. So usually a client interview, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes to get through, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have any extra questions about the site and things like that. Are you available? I mean, can we circle back with you in about an hour here, like between 4 and 5?
Yeah, we could probably circle back with, man, that might be kind of hard, actually. I'm actually heading home, on the way home now. My son is running a fever, so I probably might take him to go get him checked out. Are y'all probably aren't open tomorrow, huh?
No, we're not open tomorrow. We're available on Monday.
Yeah,
can
yeah,
go
I hate
from
to-
any time, like 9. I mean, for me, it's like, hey, I don't want to waste a day, but at the same time, it's not wasting a day because you're going to secure that spot and we're going to send the PIN verification today. We'll still start working on everything as much as we can. Like, there's a Google Analytics system that lets us see which keywords and services in your area are getting the most traffic. So, I mean, we could pull those 15 and recommend them for you. That way, it just goes that much smoother on Monday. But what I was thinking is if we could do it today, you know, I could have the website basically up and running by Tuesday because they could still work on it over the weekend even though we're not in here.
Yeah. Is there any way it needs to be scheduled? I mean, I was saying maybe if there's any way I have a little pocket, if I can get them to the emergency room, get them checked out, and I feel like I got a good window.
Dang. It's that bad, huh?
Yeah, he's got tubes in his ears about 6 months ago because his sinuses drain into his ears, so he constantly ran ear infections. So and he's only 1 year old, so we had the tubes put in his ears, and now he's tugging on his ears. He's running a fever.
Tough.
He's uncomfortable. So I actually work till like 6 o'clock every day, but I'm on the way home right now just because I have 3 kids. I mean, I have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. So it's kind of hard for my wife to take them all to the emergency room. So I'm heading home to help her out. We can work something out, you know.
Nah, I got you. Yeah, it's scary. I got a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old also. My youngest You know, has she tried the to give them like Tylenol or Motrin?
Yeah,
Motrin usually.
We do the Tylenol, Motrin, doing the Tylenol every 4 hours, and then the Motrin every 3 hours, or whatever the recommended time from our doctor.
We caught our pediatrician. They don't do nothing though. They don't do nothing. The pediatricians don't do crap.
They're just trying to put a Band-Aid on it, keep them sick, send them to the next place to make money. You know, I hate taking them to these doctors and stuff around here.
Yeah, doctors
just a way to make money.
They suck everywhere. That's just how it is in this country. The pediatricians and the primary doctors, they don't do crap. You know, pretty much they just put a Band-Aid on it until it's so bad, and then they tell you go to the emergency room, and those are where the real doctors are at.
Yeah, you know, I'm like calling our doctor, I was talking to her, I don't want to take him to the emergency room. We know what's wrong with him. We know he struggles with ear infections. Can you just call some antibiotics in for him, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know, we'll call you back, and just kind of give you the whole runaround because they want us to wait until Wednesday so they can make their doctor visit fee.
Yeah,
you know,
he's just suffering the whole time. Like, come on. Yeah.
So,
they're ridiculous.
I'm getting off. Yeah. But, if it's possible to wait until Monday, like, I'm up for it.
We can 100%. I mean, you got big, more important things in front of you, bud. I ain't gonna sweat you on it. And if I really need to, I could always push the billing out a day, so that way, you know, we secure the position today, but then it'll look like your actual start date is Monday.
Yeah, most definitely.
So that way you won't get billed again until June or until July 5th or after 4th of July there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if we can do that, I mean, and then I can kind of sit down on the phone. I mean, because I do remodels, I do new construction, I mean, you know, I do trim work, I'm a general contractor, I have my general contractor's license, so I mean, there's a lot, my name of my company is Michael Dean Carpentry, but from when I started that to where I am now, kind of, I just didn't want to change the name of my company, you know?
Yeah.
So, I've kind of just stuck with it, I do like a bunch of different stuff, you know?
Yeah, and that's exactly why we want to do this. You know, we don't just want to have you labeled for one thing. If we can maximize, like, you know, one large job is going to take care of the bill of this for the whole year. And that's really the goal. You know, we want to get you into a profitable situation so that way we can have a long-term business relationship with you. You know, I don't want you worrying about having to pay for this each month, you know. So what's a good time on Monday?
First thing, and as soon as y'all open,
I got 9 a.m.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I gotcha. Let me go boom. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then we'll text you 1 hour before. There's like an automated text message that'll come through. Just as a reminder, if something else pops up or changes, or if the little guy's not feeling better by that time, like I totally understand, just respond to that message, and then I'll schedule it for a time where we can get it done, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hopefully he's not suffering that long.
Nah, hopefully we can get some relaxing in over the weekend. Yeah.
How's your kid's worse? Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, it's been nonstop since it was like once a month, and then he got the tubes, and then we had a good break. But we went to Port A, to the coast last weekend for Memorial Day, and, I don't know if he got water in his ear, you know.
Yeah,
you know, being
that
a
could
kid
be it.
Playing around. So
yeah, that could definitely be it. I hate it. My youngest, we actually were at the children's hospital like 2 months ago, and we had to stay for like 3 days because he had something called norovirus. I guess it was like going around, but this guy was like getting out of his little bed. We have him sleep in the room with us instead of with his brother. But he would get out of his little bed, jump in the bed, and then he was, like, waking me up. And I would get up, and I'm holding him. You know, I could tell he's sick. He's not feeling good. And he would just start puking everywhere, like, all over me, all over the floor. Yeah, so I was just like, oh, my God. And then he went after. Yeah, I just
and you're
him,
like,
you
get
know?
It up, get it up. You're
yeah, I'm
father.
Holding
you
him.
You don't even go, ugh. You're like, get it out, boy.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. You know what I mean? I'll
snot
out of his nose if I got to, you know what I mean? I don't care.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
most definitely.
My baby boy. But it was just, it was bad because he just wasn't eating too. And then it got to a point where he was getting so dehydrated. So he ended up getting an IV before he was even 2 years old. Like he just turned two on the 28th of April.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was bad. And then they kept him overnight. And then his blood sugar got so low because he wasn't eating and the IV fluids that they were like, oh, he could go into a coma at one point. So they were just like shoveling cake and cookies into this kid and like some like artificial sugar into his IV. I'd never seen anything like it. It was really sad. He looked like one of those little starving kids in the Arms of an Angel commercial. You know? I never prayed so hard, man. I was praying nonstop for hours, you know? Just sad.
It's scary, man.
Yeah, I'd much rather die than to go through that and watch him suffer.
Most definitely.
You know? Yeah,
sometimes you just wish you can just take it away. Hey, let me have it, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. All day. Especially as a man, I'm like, dude, all day. I'll take that sickness all day if it means he doesn't have to suffer, even if it's for 20 minutes. Like, I don't care.
Most definitely.
Yeah, tough. Yeah, so I'm hoping he feels better. I got my fingers crossed for you, little guy. That sucks.
Yeah, dude, I completely understand.
All right. Well, I scheduled your client interview. You should have that invitation there. I sent it to the email, the MikeDean83@iCloud.com. Oh, are you still with me, Mike? Oh. Hello. Hello? Oh, no. I think I lost your mic, or you might have hit a dead area, or something's going on with your headset. I'm going to try to call you back. I don't have any kind of audio for you.